Hey guys, it's Jeff from ZomaGuyCJ.com. What's up, all my fellows? Yes, we have a new team on ZomaGuyCJ. So far, everyone seems to like it. We haven't officially announced it on the blog yet, though. We're still trying to get feedback, making sure everything's working, nothing's broken. I hate it when things break. But yeah, if you are listening to this, do check out the new team on ZomaGuyCJ.com. This is going to be our, hopefully, 2011 team. Hopefully no more team changes. I'm actually fed up of changing the team, so this should be it, I hope. Do let us know if you have any feedback on the new team, and do let us know if you find anything that's broken. Also, the mobile team should be working now. I know there was some problems with that before, but yeah. Going on into today's roundup, lots of news today. Let's start with the Android news. A white Samsung Galaxy S has been launched in Germany. This was also launched in the UK last month. Strangely though, it's still running Android 2.1, so what? Why? I don't know. So yeah, hopefully this should be updated to 2.2 eventually, and then maybe Android 2.3 Gingerbread, I don't know. Seismic for Android was updated to version 1.1.5. Minor improvements, couple of fixes here and there. You can check out the post for that. There's even a video with a new Salesforce chatter or whatever that is. Check out the post and you can find that out. Google Voice also now works with the iPod Touch and the iPad. Yes, we've moved on to iPhone news now. Google and Apple apparently are friends now, because this voice app now works on the, it used to work only on the iPhone, and now it works on the iPod Touch and the iPad. You can do everything that you could expect from the Google Voice app. Also, Google Latitude for iPhone was released today. You can basically stalk your friends on a map and see who's nearby and how far they are and stalk people. Yeah, way better than Foursquare. Moving on, Apple also has announced 12 days of Christmas free downloads on the UK so far. No one knows if it's actually for other regions so far. It just appears to be for the UK. But yeah, let's see how that goes. Basically, for the next 12 days, from the 26th of December onwards, you'll be able to download a couple of free things. They're going to make one thing free each day, which could be music, videos, apps, books, TV shows, that sort of stuff. Which should be fun, I guess, if you're in the UK. Apple's also started using the iTunes shorter links, which is itun.es. iTunes. So yeah, according to Mac Rumors, who gave us the heads up, you can now iTunes can now use this shorter links to help you tweet things better. Of course, you can't really use this yourself. This is only for iTunes stuff. CNN has also launched an app for iPad, which is pretty nice. It actually looks so nice that I was actually thinking maybe I should buy an iPad, because it just looks so beautiful, so pretty, big pictures everywhere that you can tap on. You can download it for free for your iPad from iTunes. Also free today, Duke Nukem 3D. Yes, the old classic first-person shooter game is now free for iOS devices. I remember when I played Duke Nukem, I got on a CD. Back then, it was considered really cool to buy games on CDs. Those are the days. It's free for iOS devices, and I don't think it's censored, so you can still, if you do reach the level with the strippers, just press the space bar when you're close to one of them, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Moving on to depressing news with Nokia today. Apparently, Nokia plans to cut 800 jobs in Finland. No confirmation from the company yet, but apparently 800 people are going to be pretty jobless soon. Of course, this is not part of the 1,800 jobs which are being cut as part of the Samian Foundation that was announced in October. This is a little bit different from that. So not cool. Nokia Bots, the very cool little automatic sensing app thing, robot thing that you install on your Nokia Symbian version 1 device is now available for Symbian version 3. Of course, this is a very cool little auto-learning thing app that learns how you use your phone and then suggests things. And basically, eventually, your phone will start doing things for itself, like switching on the alarm every night and turning the alarm off at so and so time, or switching your profiles and stuff like that, or starting your favorite apps at a certain time. Very cool. You should definitely check this out. This is one of my favorite apps on the N8 right now. Another Nokia app from Beta Labs, Sound Tracker, the Beta Social Geolocation Internet Radio, has been updated. A couple bug fixes and stuff worth checking out. Nokia has also told people at the 2010 International Mobile Internet Convention in Beijing that they have a lot of new stuff planned in 2011. Basically, starting with Q1 2011, they plan on releasing a software update that will give Symbian users, or Symbian 3 users at least, an improved user interface for the web browser, which isn't a big surprise. Following that, in 2011 Q3, Q4 quarters, they hope to make the browser a completely separate application, which means it'll be updated a lot more frequently and a lot more easier, hopefully. Also coming in Q3 2011, apparently, is a new look and feel for the Symbian OS, along with a more flexible home screen. Of course, we think this might be Symbian 4, which is supposed to be an upgrade for all present Symbian 3 devices. Let's see how that goes. Hardware-wise, they also plan on releasing devices with a 1 GHz processor. Very cool. And more graphics memory. Of course, this is in Q3 2011, that is. Of course, this could also be the Amigo devices, the N9 and stuff like that. They also plan on introducing devices with dual-core processors and rail optimal zoom. Optical zoom is something that's present on most standalone cameras nowadays. Of course, if you had an N93, you would know what optical zoom was. Much better than digital zoom. Actual things moving over there. But again, depressing news. They've delayed the Nokia E7 to early 2011. This is kind of sad because I was hoping to get an E7 to play with during Christmas and reviewing all the Symbian devices together. But so much for that. So hopefully we should get that in 2011 when the E7 comes out. Nokia's Navtech has also bought a traffic service called Trapster, which basically is an online service that provides information on road hazards and police speed traps and police cameras and stuff like this, all submitted by Trapster's users. So yes, Nokia now owns that through Navtech. And moving on to general news, the mobile Gmail got HTML5 and 44 new languages. If you have an Android phone or an iPhone, you can use mobile Gmail on your web browser and check this out. Unfortunately, it doesn't work on the Symbian browser yet, but there is a little WRT. If you search for our site, you'll find a WRT made by Astral L. Baker, who has made a very cool little web run shortcut, which allows you to use the iPhone version of Gmail on your Symbian device. So yeah, that's it for today's roundup. It's December 14th, Tuesday, 2010. And do check out the site. If you have any feedback, let us know. If you think we can improve the podcast or something like that, do let us know. We like feedback. So that's it. I'm Clinton Jeff. Stay tuned for tomorrow.